SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All righty. The good, the bad, and the dumb. After a weekend that was all three, let's get right to it here on Wake Up Call. Ron, what is the good of the day?
Well, hold on. I gotta throw the music on for this one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know, because you'll know exactly who I'm going to talk about.
Oh, yes.
He's back.
He's back? Good. He's thank back. God.
Captain Andrew Luck penned a letter to his mother.
It's about time.
It's been, what, 8 months?
8 months,
10
yeah.
months. It feels like forever. It feels like years. But he finally got that quill, that rusty old quill, back to good use again. Dearest mother, I write this important note from our barn as we must keep distance during such a chaotic time. I trust the rooster to leave this on the porch. My accommodations out here are nice. The mound of hay beneath my sleep sack feels like a cloud. Please heed my advice. Stay in the house. What's more, do not hoard squirrel oil. I have noticed the cows grazing 6 feet apart. Splendid. The hogs may be filthy, but we must stay clean, especially our hands. Please cleanse yours often. I love you, Andrew.
Wonderful. That is great. Well done, Captain.
When I saw that, it brought a tear to my eye. One Twitter response had the perfect response, and it was the picture of, it was a little gif of Obi-Wan. And it said, now that's a name I have not heard in a long time.
Good job.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
We said the retirement of Captain Andrew Luck was ridiculous.
No, it was.
I didn't want that.
We didn't want the retirement of Andrew Luck.
No.
Captain Andrew Luck. I mean, Andrew Luck can be retired. We're fine with that.
If you want to retire Andrew Luck, that's fine.
It's okay.
Find something else to reference in your Captain Andrew Luck tweets.
But I was very appreciative that he, did say, don't hoard the squirrel oil.
Yeah, because we need all that.
We need all the squirrel oil we can possibly have. It's a good disinfectant.
Cleanse your hands often. Well done.
I can't tell you how excited I was when I saw that. I was like, yay!
Good job, Andrew.
Little tear in my eye. I ran through the house showing everybody. Look, Captain Andrew Luck is back!
Like, he didn't even come out of retirement for any XFL stuff. You know?
No, like, he did it.
Dad's running the XFL. Didn't even come out to do any XFL.
Yeah, I mean,
Andrew Luck stuff.
He just writes his mom.
Yeah.
He never talks about his father.
Nope.
We're to believe and assume maybe father perished a long time ago.
Right, maybe. Yeah, exactly.
I have no
maybe
idea.
Maybe so. Good for Andrew Luck to come back out.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite guys. I mean, he was...
It's one of the best Twitter follows you can
possibly
have.
He was one of the best Twitter follows. It was fun. It was different. It was unique. I mean, really unique. I mean, it was like if you were to try to create like I want to do Twitter, but I want to do it in a different way. I don't want to talk about the games like straight up. I want to do something different. Creating a Civil War captain is awesome. That was a great idea. It was a great idea.
No, I mean, it truly, truly is.
Truly good. Truly good. All right.
I do have another good of the day.
Okay, go ahead.
My other good of the day is that Phil Mickelson hinted at another match against Tiger Woods during this quarantine, this downtime.
Did he now?
Yes, he did. But this time, I think it just would be just for fun. I don't think there's going to be money aside.
Oh, you mean he's not going to win 90,000 of these?
No.
Go blank yourself when that country singer came up to him?
Yeah, a guy tweeted at him, says, do you think there's a chance you two go play around mic'd up with one camera guy and just put it out there on the stream for people to watch? We need live sports. Phil Mickelson replied, working on it. Then somebody else said, please don't tease. Phil Mickelson said, I don't tease. I'm kind of a sure thing.
Well done.
So
well done,
I'm
Phil.
Reading into it that he and Tiger, he and somebody, I don't care who it is, they're working on something right now for us.
Oh, that.
I want to believe it.
Come on. They totally could put this together. Where they play it is I don't care. Like they can find some isolated, super private course to play this on.
Yeah,
both of them up with one camera guy and have a fun time.
Doesn't Tiger have a full 18 in his backyard?
Yeah, wouldn't he? Or somewhere? I mean, I would. Right?
You know, but I mean, golf courses technically aren't off limits.
No, the one down the road from my house is open.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you just got to stay apart from each other, obviously, but that's, you know, if you go golfing with me, you'll never see me.
Yeah. Well, that's right.
Because I'm off usually in the woods trying to find my ball.
That would be good. Yeah. Both of these guys, though, the last time they did it was kind of dull.
It was kind of hokey.
Yeah. It wasn't worth watching Phil win $9 million.
Yeah. You know? But I mean, how great would that be?
It'll be good. It'll be good. It's needed. I hope they can put something together. It'll be fun.
And then to tie in Captain Andrew Luck to this, I think he just needs to comment on social things now. Like Captain Andrew Luck.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think he would need to, you know, like say throw a comment out about Tiger and Phil.
Yeah.
You know, completely. If they were to play, and you know, he needs to just have, you know, so that way he's not officially retired. I mean, sure, he can't do. Letting us know how the team meeting went or what the football game and, you know, how they won or lost, you know, what the issues were. But he can certainly comment on other things. We just need
it. Completely. Yeah, just do it. I think it'll be fun.
Like, I mean, how much fun would he have with Tiger and Phil?
That'd be great.
You know, the man with giant calves versus Tiger King.
All right. What is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day. Now, while I set this up, I did send you a photo because you have to see this to believe it.
All right.
Over 100,000 people tuned in to watch The Rock live stream eating two massive pieces of French toast on his cheat day.
Really?
So, there were two things. One, how quarantine starved for entertainment are we? And
Apparently, a lot. Two,
if you look at this photo, what in the world is that French toast?
Yeah, I'm looking at it now, and I'm trying to zoom in on it. That's a weird-looking French toast.
I mean, basically, to describe it to you, radio people... It looks like he just cut two loaves of bread in half and made that his French toast.
Yeah.
Or just a loaf of bread in half. I'm sorry, not two loaves, but a loaf of bread in half. And that is his French toast. The entire stack of bread is his
That's
French
not like
toast.
A Texas toast slice.
No.
That I'm used to at my restaurant establishment.
That's a decent size. And that, you know, if you have two of those, you're full. You're good for the day.
Right.
I mean, you've had your sugar quantity.
Does he drown that in powdered sugar and syrup and all
that? You have to.
Right?
I mean, how do you not?
I don't think it tastes good without it.
I mean, this looks like...
To each his own, but I would drown it in syrup.
It literally looks like it would be five pieces of bread.
Seems about right.
Five slices of Texas toast style bread.
And you're saying this is his cheat day?
This is what he had on his cheat day.
I don't know.
And 100,000 people tuned in to watch him eat this.
Yeah, we're starved for entertainment. We really.
I mean, is this a sport now?
Right.
You know what? I'm just waiting. I haven't seen the commentary on it. I need to see commentary.
By the way, if you guys want to watch me eat food, every day's cheat day. So you get you would get 24/7 access.
Well, you got to start
quarantine.
Live streaming it.
Yeah. Right.
Throw it up on Facebook Live. See how many people we get to watch you.
I told my wife the other day, I go, how much weight do you think I've gotten? I haven't even gotten on the scale. I said, I feel like I'm eating more.
All right. You know how much we made fun of this back before Christmas? I turned to my wife yesterday and I was like, hey, should we get a Peloton? And she was like, yes.
Yeah, I know.
I sat there and like trying to rationalize it. I'm like, all right, well, it's to buy it outright, it's like $2,500. And then you got to subscribe. Or you can pay like $50 a month.
And I'm telling you.
But you're not paying... you're not paying interest.
Well, it's, done, Peloton. Reading the tea leaves before any of us thought we'd all be quarantined.
I didn't
and
know,
needing that kind of stuff.
I didn't realize I was going to get to the point where I'm seriously actively considering ordering a Peloton.
I know. I'm telling you.
You know, it was either that or it was like, I'm told my wife, like, wait, you know, should we get a Bowflex? Remember, they were popular back in the day.
Nordic Track.
Man. Yeah, Nordic Track.
Anything.
The Gazelle? Remember Tony Little?
Tony Little, the Gazelle. Tony Little had the car accident and then rebuilt himself into a late night infomercial sensation.
Yes.
Yeah, those like half hour infomercials and videos and stuff.
It's just funny. All these things, that's the way we're going to be headed because gyms are going to be closed forever. There's a LA Fitness that literally opened up maybe a week before we went into quarantine. And I look at it, I'm like, this place has got to go out of business.
Yeah. I know.
Right? I mean, I know it has the backing of LA Fitness, but still, you have memberships. No one's going.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I need something because I've been just all I do when I'm bored is I look in the fridge and I'm looking for something and my wife tells me to stop and I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Seriously.
Right, how much
that reminds me, my wife sent this the other day to a bunch of people and was like, you know, the fridge, you know, you open the fridge door and the fridge, if the fridge could talk, would be like, what do you want?
Yeah.
You that's again?
Right. Yeah, you again? Stop. Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly. I know. It's crazy. I feel, you know, it's too much. All right. What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. And, you know, it's Liberty University.
Liberty University in Virginia.
Yes. Liberty University in Virginia reopened its campus a few days ago because they said, you know what? Kids want to get back to normal. So let's reopen the campus. You would not be surprised that now about a dozen students have coronavirus symptoms.
Why did they do that? Why did they do that? Now, come on. I mean, listen, nobody told you it was okay to do that. Like, nobody.
Nobody.
You can, like, I know, I don't want to get into the politics of it. I know people, like, freaked out about the Easter thing, and I get that. But nobody in the government said you could go back to normal. Nobody said it was a good idea to do that. I don't care what side of the political aisle you want. I don't care if you're the most liberal of liberal or the conservative of conservative. Nobody said March 29th or March 28th or March 27th or 26th or whenever they reopen. Nobody said it was okay to do that. Nobody did. Why did they do that? They just put their kids at risk.
That's all they did. Their thinking was, I think this is from the president, Jerry Falwell Jr., our thinking was, let's get them back as soon as we can, the ones who want to come back. We think it's irresponsible for so many universities to say closed, you can't come back. Push the problem off on other communities and sit there in their ivory towers.
This is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life out of somebody's mouth.
Yeah. So as of Friday, Dr. Epps said nearly a dozen Liberty students were sick with symptoms that suggest COVID-19. And three were referred to local hospital centers for testing. Another eight were told to self-isolate.
Is there a lawsuit that could happen?
Oh, I'm certain there is.
I mean, in the end, the students decided to do it on their own. They weren't told they had to. They were saying, if you want to, you can. But there's got to be. Come on.
Faculty members were at first ordered back to campus. And though they
were... If I'm a faculty member, I start rethinking that contract.
I start finding another job.
That's literally the dumbest thing. I mean, that infuriates me because, again, I have seen the two political sides of this, and I saw the extremes, and I see people that it's for some reason there. This is some people want to play politics with this, making sure their side is correct, right?
Or their name gets known,
right? Or their name gets known. But again, nobody told anybody it was okay to resume business as usual.
There's no point to it right now.
Nobody said that to anybody.
Listen, I mean, I love the little gif or the meme that's going around about showing what, you know, our grandparents did for us in World War II.
Right.
We can certainly sit on the couch and do nothing for our future generation.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's easy, guys. I mean, I know it's boring. I got cabin fever, but you can still go for a walk.
Absolutely.
We just don't need to congregate in big classroom settings and big crowds. And
exactly.
We're not there yet. Give it time. We will be there, and this will just be a small little blip on the radar.
That is crazy. That is, man, I did not know that story. And Liberty, they were a team that punched their ticket into the tournament.
Yes, they would have, I guess, apparently they would have played.
Yeah, they would have played. Yeah, they would have
said, just throw another team out there. We'll take on anybody.
All right, it's Wake Up Call. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Monday on Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver.